This is Scoops with DannyMac.com, and a reminder, every Monday through Friday, we have Derek Gould on the website throughout the baseball season to talk about the events of either the night before or what's happening in Cardinals baseball. This is brought to you by Lordo's Diamonds, family-owned, operated for over 60 years, located in the heart of Ladue. LordosDiamonds.com, LordosDiamonds.com to see their selection, or just show up and say, Danny Mac sent me in. Where's Mike and Jimmy Lordo? I need help. They're there every day. They'll welcome the opportunity to work with you. The number to call, 432-8008, 432-8008, LordosDiamonds.com. Lots to get into with Derek Gould, and he's at Disney, the Cardinals and Braves today. Miles Michaelis made that start. There's now some clarity with Alex Reyes. If he's going to break camp with the Cardinals, he will be in relief. So we'll talk about that and clarity on what might happen with the rotation of the St. Louis Cardinals with Dakota Hudson and John Gant. So we'll get into that. Also, the pitching staff as a whole, what's happening there, where the Cardinals are with their lineup. So defensively, the Cardinals look to be a pretty good team. But in general, the Cardinals have pitched so well down here in spring training. We'll talk all about that, all coming up. This is Scoops with DannyMac.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
As St. Louis looks forward to celebrating Easter, remember that Schnucks has everything you need for your big Easter meal. Schnucks carries Frick's Hams, a fifth-generation family-owned company from Washington, Missouri. Their hams are the best, and most of their pork comes from Midwest farms in Missouri, Illinois, and Iowa. This Easter, think Schnucks for hams, great sides, desserts, candy, and everything that goes along with it. Don't forget about the Schnucks Rewards app. Get everything for Easter at Schnucks. Coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Chance to visit with Derek Gould. And Derek, we get into some of the news of the day. The Cardinals and Braves playing in Disney World earlier today. Miles Michaelis, we'll start with him. You know, guys use this time to really work on different things, and Miles was trying to do that. He was roughed up a little bit today. How would you characterize the start for Miles Michaelis?
I would try to describe it this way, and I'm trying to think of the best way to put it. But, you know, say you're at the supermarket, right, and you have the cereal shelves, right? You know, there's the bottom shelf, the second shelf, the third shelf, fourth shelf, and then there's the fifth shelf, right? Well, the bottom shelf, that's out of the strike zone, so you don't want a fastball to go there. A top shelf, that's out of the strike zone. You don't want a fastball to go there. But it's that one shelf up and that one shelf down, you know, where you want to live. And he was having a hard time getting that upper shelf, right? That one shelf just under the bat where it looks like a strike, it rises like a strike, and yet it's so impossible to reach. He was having a hard time finding that spot. And as a result, you know, the fastballs were at the knees or the fastballs were at the belt and fastballs were over the wall. And also related to that is his curveball then, right? So he was trying to dial down his release point and figure that out. And it just made the curveball just fly out of the zone or hang up. And so you saw these contrasting things where his release point was just off. And as he tried to push his pitch count further, going out into the sixth, you know, it strayed even further from him. So not an ideal day, but a day that's not too unusual in spring training, especially for an arm that is, you know, trying to be pushed that one last length before it's ready for 100 pitches.
And we did see, though, Alex Reyes, some news with him concerning something that both you and I reported that Mike Shildt had mentioned a few days ago that they were leaning towards if he was going to make the team. It was more than likely going to be out of the bullpen, and yep. We saw that today. He's working out of the bullpen, isn't he?
Yes, he will be. If he's going to make the opening day roster, it will be as a reliever. If he is going to impact the Cardinals for the start of the season, it will be as a reliever. The Cardinals want him to be a factor this season. I think you and I have both talked a lot about that, and they're trying to find a way to make that happen. The calendar does not allow for him to be ready as a starter, and they're okay with that because it helps them manage innings. And they're not ruling out the idea of him being a starter eventually. It's a little bit almost like a reverse season than we usually see. You know, I mean, you see a guy go to AAA as a starter and then maybe arrive like Dakota Hudson did as a reliever. In this case, they think it's possible to have him handle multiple innings, to pitch back-to-back days, to find a role in the bullpen. And if he's pitching excellently, then stretch him out. Find a way to massage the roster to give him a chance to add pitch count. If it takes one, two cycles through Memphis, they don't see those as wasted innings. They see those as preparation for a starter's role, and it will benefit them in the long run. This also allows them to really manage his innings in important roles early on, and then keep him available for the postseason.
In terms of now more clarity, I guess, in the last 48 hours with the rotation, I think you'd have to say that Gomber is out of the picture because he just has not pitched all that well. Ponce de Leon has been okay down here. Reyes, now we know, is to the bullpen. So we're talking about for that fifth spot, and we know that Carlos Martinez is not in there. So we're talking about a couple of guys, John Gant out of options, will make the team in some role, and we're talking about Dakota Hudson, aren't we?
Yeah, I think the way to look at that is it's narrowed to two. It's not been reduced to two. Does that make sense? I was just telling, your friend and mine, Ben Fredrickson, that this is a time of year where everybody gets real ticked off at me because they all want predictions on the roster, predictions here. Who's going to win this? Who's going to do that? Who's going to, lead the team, and who's going to be the closer? And we put such emphasis on the opening day roster, and it's worth reminding everybody that the year Ledesma Diaz was an all-star, he was not on the opening day roster. He was the best darn player, the best darn option for shortstop, but they didn't take him north. And that lasted 24 hours, and then they rectified their mistake, and off he went to be an all-star as their shortstop. So, let's keep that in mind. And also, this time of year is really tricky because, not like Marcell Ozuna and Harrison Bader aren't lighting box scores on fire, but they're going to make the team. Does that make sense? And so you have to kind of pay attention to how they're using guys as much as what those guys are doing. And Gant was supposed to be starting. He's supposed to be on a starter program. He got one inning today. That's not ideal. He got some work in the bullpen. He got some just lengthened out and everything like that. But they're going to have to look at him a few days from now, again, just to get his arm built up if he's going to stay in this starter's competition. Whereas Hudson has been set aside and almost a priority as a starter. So pay attention to that. Ponce de Leon, he's been a guy who's going to start seeing some lengthening here. And that doesn't mean that he's in the competition or has as good attraction as even, say, Gomber. But what it does mean is that they need him to stay lengthened out so he could be the sixth starter in Memphis, for example. That's part of the reason why Helsley was optioned out so early. There just aren't innings for him. It wasn't that he didn't pitch well or that he didn't wow them with the power in his arm. There just aren't innings for him. But there is need for him to possibly stretch out and see what happens. So that's where we're at. And if you can say that this race has kind of focused in on Gant, let's call him the incumbent, if you will, for that fifth spot. But it's really highlighted Hudson, and it's shown what they want to see from him. And it seems to be his to run with, putting Gomber and Ponce de Leon in other roles, no less important roles, but just on the outskirts of it.
Want to remind everybody, Hair Saloon, their home base, St. Louis, founded in 1997, now with 16 locations in the Gateway City. I go there. Both my boys get their haircut there. Complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, and a complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. Hair Saloon for men. Blues are in action. It's a ticket Tuesday at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. Throw on your Blues gear, show up and register, and you could win a pair of tickets and cheer on the Blues, and you'll enjoy awesome specials on food and drinks, including Bud Family, Jack Daniels, Blues Sampler appetizers, and more. Hotshots, proud partner of the Blues, and your home for all the games all the time since 1990. I don't know if you heard our first edition of Mondays with Mo, and we'll do that every Monday on the website with John Mozeliak, but he was speaking in glowing terms about the last time that Dakota Hudson pitched, which was Friday against Houston. And, you know, it's hard not to. I mean, he was, you know, dominant the last time out. I guess it was it against Houston. I couldn't remember Houston or Washington, but it was at the ballpark at the Palm Beaches last Friday. You know, it's hard not to get excited when you watch that young man pitch.
Yeah, I mean, he has – this is the best way – I wonder if you'd agree with this. This is the best way I think of describing him, is he's the blend of the current Cardinal pitcher and the Cardinal pitcher that Dave Duncan always wanted. He's like a hybrid. He has velocity of the modern pitcher. You know, he's a college prototype draft pick that the Cardinals just bring out of central casting, and he has a sinker. I mean, this is the pitcher that Dave Duncan dreamed about having. This is maybe the pitcher that, you know, I wonder, like, for his time, this is kind of the pitcher that Danny Heron was on his way to being. Would you agree with that?
A little bit.
With the Cardinals?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Has that kind of look, only more horsepower.
Yeah.
Right? Much more horsepower. And a power sinker. Like, you know, not power sinkers don't always mean velocity. They mean, like, how late and how far that dive is. And that's what Hudson has. I mean, he is more than that, but that's what he plays off of. And he has an elite level pitch. He has poise that fits, you know, the role, and durability that fits the role. And I'll tell you what, Dan, I mean, I think, you know, there are scouts, there are other reporters, there are folks who have seen this Cardinals team, and they've struggled offensively here in spring training. So have the Marlins at the same ballpark. And, you know, Cardinals don't really have a winning record. They don't have a winning record in spring. But what people are talking about in the Grapefruit League is the Cardinals pitching.
Yep.
And why they're talking about it is because they see Jack Flaherty go out and strike out 9 Phillies, 7 in a row. They see Jordan Hicks go and throw 103, you know, and be a possible closer. They see Alex Reyes on the horizon and healthy and not limited at all by a shoulder surgery that has sapped others, right? And they see Dakota Hudson. And in that group, and I haven't mentioned Waka or any of these, or Michaelis, but in that young group, what other teams and scouts are seeing is a three-headed monster of the future and the second coming of Aroldis Chapman just from the right side. And I mean, it might even be better. I mean, it's just I think it's interesting because I hear a lot of folks from Cardinal fans and everything that express worry. And it's like other teams are bigger fans of the pitching staff than sometimes the Cardinals are. It's been an interesting spring for that. And I think Dakota Hudson's performance is a big part of that because, you know, the other guys were known quantities. And what Dakota has gone out and done is he's put himself in the conversation with those pitchers. And I don't say that lightly.
You probably aren't thinking about this right now, but you should be. Summer's around the corner. All of a sudden, you have to turn on your AC. Everybody in town is going to do it at the same time. Get your annual AC tune-up right now. If you need that tune-up, call Design Air Heating and Cooling. If you need a new system, Design Air is the number one Trane dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a Trane. Check out my friends at DesignAirService.com. Proud partner of the St. Louis Cardinals. I'll wrap it up with this. I was with a couple of members, one a player and the other one a coach today for a long time, and both expressed your sentiments. Feel it's a good team, really good team, but the conversation was centered around pitching. And it was just like, wow, there's some young arms, and it's just like, wow. And these kids are good and well above – or I guess well ahead of their years is the way it was kind of framed to me. It was just like, you know, man, I mean, they're good, they're talented, and they've got an idea, and it's beyond their years, and they're going to make an impact this year, and we know we have more coming. And there's an excitement around that because, as we all know, if you can pitch, you can stay in games. And, mm-hmm. you know, and there's a feeling, too, that
you got to catch the ball. But yeah.
Yeah. But I think, you know, the one thing I think the Cardinals are looking at, Derek, and going on a separate subject here, but I think they feel that, you know, Molina is going to be Molina. Wong is going to be better with Mike Schilt. DeJong is better than most people with the eye test. Bader is a gold glover up the middle, you know, in center. I mean, so you might sacrifice a little defense there as his offense comes along, or you might sacrifice a little offense as defense comes, his defense is there. It's going to be a better defensive club. So, I mean, Goldschmidt, gold glover there. It just seems like it's got the making as it's coming together here that it's got the chance to be a pretty darn good club.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the Braves offer an interesting contrast, right? Like, if there's another team here in Florida that has the young pitching that the Cardinals have, or at least has the conversation about the young pitching, it's the Braves, and they've looked really good. They've shut out the Cardinals both times in spring, and again, spring is what spring is, but they've looked good doing it. And, you know, one of the questions that the Braves have is, do they have the seasoning and do they have like kind of the innings bulk, like the quality of consistent innings, or are they going to have some, you know, what is that called? They're going to have a little bit of a learning curve or bruising from the learning because they're relying on such young pitching. That's the one question that the Cardinals feel they have answered. You know, they feel they have young talent, but they also feel they have depth if they have, you know, some bumps along the way. But they also think, like, look, you know, Jack Flaherty, there's no reason why he can't be a 200 inning guy this year, right? I mean, he's on target for that. Dakota Hudson, no reason why he couldn't be a 180 inning guy, right? I mean, he's not that far removed from it. So I mean, you know, asking something like that from Reyes is unrealistic. Expecting something like that from Carlos Martinez suddenly feels unrealistic. But these young guys, you know, I mean, 100 innings, 110, 130 innings before October by Alex Reyes, 180 from, you know, 150, 180 from Waka, 150 from Dakota, 200 from Jack. That's a poised young group that is making impactful innings on this season.
Derek, be safe coming home from Disney, and we'll see back on campus
last
tomorrow.
Time.
Yeah.
I kind of miss this place.
Well, I know you love Disney. I know you love to do a little shopping, but we want to see you back here in one piece.
I appreciate that.
And we'll see you back on campus tomorrow.
Sounds good, man. I will look for you there.